Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The Mind Aware, 404.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. You know, today we have a Dana Rants episode, and for those of you who haven't heard, rant is a positive term in our world because we take a little, tiny, small, positive emotion and we blow it up into a big one. I mean, why not? Why can't you do that? We know how to, like, get our energy moving, focus our minds. We're brain trainers. We know how to think positive thoughts and then get them rolling so you're thinking another one and another one and another one. Well, today I have kind of an interesting question because I think one of the common denominators I've seen amongst brain trainers, and maybe I'm just projecting because I know this is true for myself, and that is, we're interested in a lot of things. Most of the time, people who follow the Mind Aware and who follow Train Your Brain, and this probably is true of you, right? We like things. We like life. We're here for the adventure of life. We're curious about things. We want to check out a lot of different things. We have a lot of different interests and a lot of different likes. So sometimes those interests or those likes turn into business ideas, or business opportunities come on our radar and we're not really sure how to maximize those business opportunities without getting distracted or without getting pulled away, or even just trying for it to make sense for us to market two or three or more businesses, right? So we had a really interesting request come in today, but somebody who's wanting to know how to market two businesses without confusing everyone, and she even says, even me. And so I want to read that request to you, but I want to let you know that anybody can get a request on the show. All you have to do is go to danawild.com/rants, R-A-N-T-S, danawild.com/rants, and you can go ahead and fill out the form. It's all anonymous. We ask for your name because if you do happen to be a member of Train Your Brain U, we have to verify it because you go to the front of the line. So you get your requests answered first. Everybody else, we put you in a big drum and pull it out. And when I address it, it is still anonymous. So today's request came in, and the question was, I asked, what one problem would you like to solve now? And the answer was effectively combining and marketing my businesses. Okay, next question was, my business or life would be so much better if I could fix this one thing. What is it? Knowing how to market both my Access Bars business and my network marketing business without confusing everyone in the process, including myself. I'm going to assume, I think I'm familiar, I hope I'm not making a mistake here, but I think Access Bars is similar to Access Consciousness, so I'm going to assume it's kind of a an energy worker type business, let's say, for lack of a better terminology. Okay, if I'm wrong, then this whole thing, you just have to apply it to whatever it really is, okay? But I'm going to go with that in mind, all right? Here are the things I've already done to try to fix this situation. I have been marketing them separately, and I've found a little success in the access business, but the network marketing business has been stagnant. Okay, observation. Other information you need to know. I've had some successes in my businesses, both in the past and present. I'm working as presenting myself as me. Good idea. We'll talk about that more. And this is what I have to offer instead of the other way around. Good. Your instincts are right. You're right on target with that. And we'll talk about it in detail. Here we go. I'm just so full of interests and ideas. I'm worried I won't be able to attract anyone long enough to buy anything from me. Okay, I'm going to help you out there. Next question, is there anything else you'd like to share? And she says, I'm a firm believer in train your brain, but I'm still in the but will it really work for me stage. Plus, I have to figure out my focus and just follow through. Okay, very good stuff all the way around. This is very thorough. And, you know, it's funny, but it's interesting how you can just say a few sentences and you can really kind of get the sense and feel what this feels like. And I don't think this is an uncommon issue for brain trainers, because, as I said, we're interested in a lot of things. So I want to give you some kind of practical, I guess you'd call it, advice. We're very practical. You know, people think that brain training's really woo-woo or something, but honestly, you know, it has to be not only science-based, but it has to be practical, and you have to be able to implement it. Like, I'm very strict about that because I'm very practical. It has to have some kind of application for me here in the physical world, because I like the physical world. So here we are. The first thing I want to say is step number one in this process of marketing two or more businesses is be really clear on who your target audience is for each business. Understand them inside and out. Understand what their problems are. Understand what their life situation is like. Understand what they're feeling pain about and feeling upset about and want to get fixed. And understand the transformation that you can help them have by using your products or services. And again, these are separate things. You know, and I'll give you a personal example. I have two major offerings. The first one is Train Your Brain U, and the other one is the Celebrity Formula. And there's some overlap in those two audiences, without a doubt, but they are very distinct audiences. They're very different kinds of people who would be in one or the other, but there's some commonality, okay? And I think you're going to see that with your business too. So be really clear on who you're talking to, because it'll make it easier for you to talk to the right people in the right time, in the right places about your particular offerings. So the commonality piece is the piece that I want to address next, because you're right on target with the idea, and everybody out there who hears this right now, this applies to you, whether you have one business or two or five or 10. People are not really buying your product or your service or your program or your information. What they're really buying is you. And so what you're doing is you're marketing yourself. So when you look at the things that you're offering, and in this case you're saying you have an access bars business and you have a network marketing business, figure out what the commonality is between those two. It'll make it much, much easier to market yourself, and then these are the offerings that you have. So for example, let's say you find the commonality between the two businesses have to do with relieving stress, okay? Maybe you have a network marketing product that is really good to help you feel more relaxed or relieve stress, and maybe this access bars business, your particular niche or what you do, has to do with relieving stress. So if that's the case, then find the commonality between them. So now what happens is you market yourself as, I'm the gal that can help you with overwhelm, right? That's how you market yourself. And you have these offerings to help with that particular issue. Now, that's not to say that 100% of the time you can't be successful if there's no commonality in your businesses. A really good example of someone who's been very successful in two very different fields is Deb Bixler. Deb Bixler has, and some of you know her because she's actually a direct sales network marketing trainer, very successful direct sales and network marketing trainer. Well, not everybody knows that she also has a local business. She's a trained chef, and she teaches people healthy nutrition and those types of things locally. So when you're training your brain and when you are expecting success and achievement, and Deb Bixler certainly fits that. She is someone who has a high expectation for her own success. You don't have to necessarily follow any of these rules. What I like to teach in the celebrity formula is just what you're on the path to already doing, which is marketing yourself. You are the celebrity. You are the one who is the person out in the world and in the market, and you like these things, you're interested in these things, and you're branding yourself for a specific problem and a specific solution. So I'm going to use the imaginary one that I just gave, which is, let's say your problem is stress or overwhelm, and that's what you're helping people with. Ideally in a particular market, I'm helping young moms with stress and overwhelm, or I'm helping people over 50 with stress or overwhelm, whatever it is your particular niche and market is and problem that you can solve. And then you have a variety of solutions for that. So you have all of these different options and ways you can help. So what's happening is now people are coming to you because you are presenting yourself as the known trusted authority, as the expert, as the celebrity in the market. You are offering free information, free help. You're offering free advice. And then when it comes time where they're ready to step up and buy, you've already established yourself as the person who is the person that can help them with that specific issue. So now it's just a matter of which thing is best for which particular issue. And you're going to find some overlap, just like I do in my audiences, just like Deb does. You know, if Deb is doing a direct sales training and she happens to meet somebody who's interested in learning about food and nutrition and they live in her area, she can easily say, you know what, I think you might be a candidate for coming to one of my food shows or my food training things. Here's the information on that crossover business. And you can do the same thing. What's going to happen is when you're out in the world marketing yourself as you, you're going to have people sign up for your network marketing business. You're going to be working with people as a leader in your network marketing business. But you may find some of them, hey, guess what? You might be a match for this other service I offer. So now it's congruent and it makes sense because you are branded as the person who does that thing. Okay, so I hope that makes sense so far. I've actually got another real solid piece that I want to give you, as well as doing just a little bit of ranting and thinking around this so that you start training your brain around this particular issue. But I want to take just a quick pause, check in with our Facebook audience, because for those of you that don't know, we are here live on Facebook every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. This is where I come in and get to visit, and we get to, you talk to me directly or you talk to our guests when I've got a guest here. Find out what's on your mind and what's happening. So be a part of the studio audience. If you go to danawild.com/update, you can follow the instructions there and you can get on the little Dana bot ping where I'll let you know when I go live or catch it on the replay. So sit tight. I'll be right back in 125 seconds.
Have you seen Dana's Top 5 Myths video yet? It's the video where she turns everything you've ever heard about building your own business on its head. If you've ever been told that you should get out of your comfort zone, or get a system, or the fortune is in the follow-up, then you have to hear this free video. To get this video for free, just go to danawild.com/free training or text 44222 with the word myth busting. That's all one word with no spaces. Again, online, that's danawild.com/free training, or from your phone, just text 44222 with the word myth busting, all together with no spaces. And we'll send you this controversial video right away. The best part about this video is that Dana tells you the easy steps you could be using to build your business instead of using these tired old myths. What if everything you've ever been told about building a business is wrong? It is. Go to danawild.com/free training today and find out why.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is Dana Wild, and we've been talking about having more than one business and what it's like to have more than one business. And the person who wrote in is wondering, how can she market both businesses without confusing her audience or confusing herself? And what we've been talking about is, first of all, be clear on who those audiences are, and then next, be clear on what they both mean to you in the marketplace. Who are you in the marketplace? Why are these both of interest to you? What's the commonality? Sometimes the commonality are things like, I like to help people feel better, get healthy, get well. I like to help people build businesses. I like to help people exercise or get fit. I like to help people have the best relationships. So you can have lots of different types of interests that stem from this core passion that you have. Then the other piece I would give you in this piece about how to market two businesses, since you're really marketing yourself, since that's really the product, first of all, remember that your audience is going to take the journey with you no matter where you go. So whether you continue to stay with one or both of these businesses that you have, or products or programs, or whether you take a journey and go further down the road, they're going to continue to grow with you wherever you go. And so finally, pick a marketing method that presents you at your best. Where can you shine? What do you love to do? And pick that one thing and nail it, or that one and two or two things and just nail it. You know, if your thing is live stream, then live stream and talk about that passion for health or wellness, or that you can help with stress or overwhelm, or that your thing is relationships, right? Whatever it is that your passion is, get on there and talk about it. If your thing is writing, then write about your passion for health and wellness, or how you can help people with stress or overwhelm, or how you can help people with relationships, or that you love food. That's your thing. Whatever it is, talk about it. If your thing is making graphics or technology or communication one-on-one or networking with people live, going to networking meetings and meeting with people, whatever your thing is, keep showing up in that one or two, ideally one, but start out with one and nail it and then move to two. But it's okay if you've got a couple of things, where go out there and just be the big bright you in those particular marketing methods, talking about what you're passionate about, for who you can help, and people will follow you. They will follow you and they'll learn about your offerings. A lot of you today listening, you may know me for Train Your Brain. You may not have even known that I had a program called The Celebrity Formula. But now you're here. You hear me talking about the things that I'm passionate about, which are mindset and marketing. Those are my things I'm passionate about. Talk about them nonstop, all the time, for free, everywhere. So that's the thing. Eventually, your audience will get to know you, and they'll be able to figure out what's best for them, too. So you have two very solid offerings. You have this Access Bars business, you have this network marketing business, and they're both very solid. So the thing now is to trust and to think in your own mind the thoughts that help you to feel comfortable marketing both of these and feeling good. You say, I'm wondering, will this really work for me stage? And I get that. You know, the answer, of course, is yes. This will work for you. Train Your Brain will work for you if you have the ability to be aware that you're thinking. So you have to have cognitive ability to be able to be aware that you're having a thought in your head. That's it. If you can do that, and if you have a desire to be a proactive thinker and change the thought in your head and focus and think a different thought, this will work for you. But don't take my word for it. Do it for yourself. So start thinking things like, it's a relief to know that I can do both of these. And I like the idea of marketing me. I was kind of leaning in that direction anyway. And I'm feeling a little bit more relaxed around this now. And I'm going to keep playing with it. And I like that I can trust my instincts and that I was moving in the right direction anyway. So I'm going to keep moving in that direction. I like that I should just follow my good feelings. It's so much easier to build a business when I'm just focused on good feeling thoughts. I like seeing the success I have. I like looking and seeing, like, yeah, I am offering really one product to the world. I'm not offering two. I'm offering the product of the solution to this particular problem. And I like focusing on that problem. And I like working with people who want and have the desire to shift that, because I have so many tools in my tool belt to help them. I like that I'm interested in so many things, but at the core, there are very few topics that I'm really passionate about, and it manifests itself in so many different ways. I love that I'm getting better at stepping into my celebrity, and I'm learning more and more every day how to be me, and I'm figuring out what my marketing methods are. I like playing around in different mediums and seeing what I like and learning that I can just be who I am out in the world, and the right people at the right time will find me and we'll be able to work together. And I love that I'm attracting good clients. I love that the more I am myself, the more me I am, the better clients I get. It's easy to be a brain trader. It's easy to think in my head. It's easy to focus. I love being aware. I love being able to think of one thought at a time and see if it feels good or not. I love that that's all it takes. And I do trust that it will work for me. And I'm moving in the direction more and more. And I love playing with this. And I'm going to do this all for the next 72 hours at least. I'm going to focus on this thing that I'm already doing it. I'm already doing it. I'm already building my business. I keep showing up for things that help me get better at it. I keep learning. I have a desire to learn. I have a desire to get better. It's so fun playing in this field. I love being a brain trainer because this is the easy, fun path to building a business. That's the thing to keep thinking right now. And just do it. Play around with it for 72 hours. And what will happen is at the end of 72 hours, you will start to see that it's working. Because it is that easy. It's that easy to be a brain trainer. It's that easy to step into your celebrity. It's that easy to market one business or two business or five or ten. Because it's all about feeling good first and then taking action. Go out and have some fun with this, and we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
I'm excited!
Like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't.
All you have to do is flip the button.
I was like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.